Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The wait is finally over. This edition of Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with Magic guard Cole Anthony, and it is a fun listen. Of course, Pod Squad is brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. They remind you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. So much to get into here with Cole Anthony, including what's been the biggest difference for him from last year to this year. He's a candidate for most improved player here in the NBA. Also, how he feels finding his voice here in the NBA. He is someone that is not afraid to be vocal, and where that all started. So much to get into, including his incredible work ethic, relationship with his parents. His dad means so much to him on and off the basketball floor, for sure, as well as his mom. And, of course, the art of the walk-off interview. Oh, you don't want to miss that. So much fun stuff to get into with Cole Anthony on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and this is the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another episode of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, and Cole Anthony, kind enough to join us, man. I am always excited to catch up with Cole. I don't care if it's on the court after the game, in the hallway, wherever it is. Give me Cole Anthony at any time. Hey, man, how are things holding up? At the time of this recording, you're midway through the West Coast trip. How are things holding up now, a quarter of the way through the season, Cole?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, happy I'm healthy. That's the main thing. You know, happy to be playing again. Obviously, I missed a few games being hurt, but, you know, it's happy to be out here with the team again.
Can we start with the big news of the day? Did I see a video of you dunking from the free throw line, or maybe just inside the free throw line there at Sacramento? Is that what I saw?
Oh, yeah. I had my back leg on the free throw line. Yes, I did.
Your back leg?
I jumped on 2 feet. So, like, the back leg, the leg that was farther from the rim was on the free throw line.
It was pretty impressive. It was a good, yes, it was a good bounce by Jesse, too. That was about as good as it was going
to
get.
I got to give Jesse a little bit of credit on that, too. That was a good pass. I wasn't expecting that from him. But, you know, shout out to Jesse.
It was perfect.
That's nice.
Listen, when you guys get together lately, like, I feel like I have to play a little bit of a moderator here. Like, I gotta calm you both down. I got to settle you both down. Can't do it, can I? But you know what? Let's talk about this real quick before we get into any other stuff. I feel like Cole doesn't know it yet because I've tried different strategies before he goes and talks to you. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But I got a new strategy. I'm just telling you, Dante, I'm not going to tell Cole. He's going to have to breathe for like 10 seconds before I bring him over to you. That's going to be the new thing. I'm doing it for sure.
Hey, when I'm not playing, like when I'm in a setting like this, you know, you can tell I'm real calm. My demeanor is real relaxed.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
You feel me? But then I get on the court, you know, I play a good game sometimes. And then Dante is just there, you know, he's an enabler. So like he enables me doing that. And so
he
I'm not going to take all the credit.
No, I
feel like Mean Gene Okerlund. That's my job, man. I just remember the WWE. I just got to fire him up.
You're right.
His intensity.
That's it. Now you can, Dante, you can expect I'm going to hold him for like 10 seconds. We're going to have like a little quick little yoga session. I'm going to calm him down because he's amped up. I get it. Listen, he's amped up after the game, big wins. Usually he does something great to help us win the game, right? I got to calm him down though before I bring him to you.
But see, Cole, this is where I come in. This is where I come in and say, why change anything? Like, let Cole be Cole. If Cole's fired up and he wants to do a fired up interview, or if he's like, hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to go that route tonight. That's fine too. Whatever he wants to do.
Cole, how much was your phone blowing up after the facts? That's all I'm going to call it, was the facts. Interview. How much was your phone blowing up?
Oh man, a bunch. And honestly, like, there's this rapper actually that I'm cool with. He actually used that whole part of that interview and put it in a song. That song is not released yet, but it's this rapper I know. He actually put that joint in the song, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, my daughters love watching you play 8 and 7, and they had the Sports Center on the next day, and they said, "Why are you on there with Cole Anthony?" I said, "Because they're watching him, man. They're watching him." Well, it's fun. And for the first time, there was a crowd, and George, he addressed the crowd. He was live on. You talk about multitasking. He's doing the live interview and then he's interacting with the crowd. Cool. That was impressive. You now people know they've got their popcorn ready and they're waiting for you.
See, no, he's an enabler. You're enabling right now.
That's right. Well, listen, hopefully we get much more of them here the rest of the way, three quarters of the way here through. But just kind of take us through where the team's at right now. I know you're healthy, but man, Cole, you got a lot of guys that aren't, and hopefully we're going to start getting some guys back and just, you know, the record isn't what you'd like, but you guys battle every night. Just kind of take us through how you're feeling right now.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing for us is that, you know, we're obviously, I mean, I don't think I got to speak on how young of a group we are. I mean, I think everyone knows it at this point. So I think for us, like, yeah, we want to win games, but I think the most important thing is for us, you know, kind of learning how to win, you know, learning how to play as a group, getting better as a group, and then ultimately letting that lead to improvement. And so, like, I don't think we're in a situation where we have to win now. I mean, it'd be nice. And I want us to win now. I think the whole team's going to compete and we're going to try to win as many games as we can. But for us, I think it's more of us about that learning process. I mean, we got 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old guys playing. So a bunch of those dudes that are that young. And so for us, I think we just all just want to, you know, just learn and learn how to play with each other and then just really learn how to win so that, you know, in the future we can hopefully win a lot more.
But here's the thing, and George, I got to follow up on this because you're top 10 in the NBA, Cole, in fourth quarter scoring. So you're not out there just messing around for the fun of it. Like, you personally are trying to win these games. How frustrating, or like, a lot of you guys have won wherever you've been. It can't be easy. It can't be easy. And I know you guys are battling and you're trying to win these basketball games, Cole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look, it's frustrating, but like 99% of the time, I just be frustrated myself because I just know there's so much more that I could do. I mean, look, I'm not perfect. I've never played a perfect game. I've been in situations where I've helped my team win, and I've been in situations where I've been responsible for my team losing. So I obviously a lot of time, and dudes tell you this, especially a big shout out to Mo Wagner. He'll tell you this too, because me and him are similar in this. We had a little shooting competition today, and he actually beat me. But like, I just be getting frustrated with myself a lot. Like, I really just, like, it's self-frustration just because knowing I put a lot of work in, just knowing I want to do more to help my team be successful.
Cool. So what do you do to calm yourself down and to get yourself in the right frame of mind to help your team? Do you lean on anybody? Is there a group of people you may lean on to get you back on the right track?
Really, it's just something that I've kind of learned how to deal with myself. Just whether it's just taking deep breaths, either, you know, that, talking to myself, and just, you know, sometimes just taking a deep breath and just realizing, yo, this is a game. This is something I've been doing my whole life, and I do this because I don't do this for any other reason but for the fact that I just love the game. And so that's really what it is. Just remember that the joy and everything I have for the game. And so that's been the main thing for me.
But what people don't understand is, let's take today, for example. You were at the gym today for practice, and before we started recording, you said, well, listen, as soon as I'm done here, I got to go back to the gym. You know, we're playing tomorrow. Is there ever a point where you need to take a break? Because like that, you know, that could be just too much shooting, and it gets to you after a while.
I mean, look, I had a nice little break when I was hurt. That was cool.
That's true. That's true.
Enjoyed that time. So, that's like, good just, point. You know, that was cool. And I like when I'm hurt, I try to take that time seriously. Just really try to make sure I get everything healthy. Because you know, look, your health is your wealth. So just that's the main thing. I truly believe in that. But like times like this, like I have no reason to stop working. We are not the best team in the league. We have so much improvement to achieve. And so I just try to do my part.
You know, there's some guys, Cole, that are kind of quiet leaders and they kind of lead by example. And then there's guys that are engaged in talking most of the game, right? From start to finish. And I'm fortunate enough to kind of get to stick my head in the huddle there. And George, you know this because you see it, but you're very vocal during timeouts. You're vocal during the game. You're very much engaged from the moment you step into the gym till the time you leave, aren't you?
Yeah, extremely. And I mean, I think that's trying to kind of the environment that we're trying to build around here with everyone on the team. And we're all on the same page. We're all young. We all really rock with each other. That's the thing. And so, like, I think we're trying to just create an environment where we all are comfortable, you know, kind of just keeping each other in check and just kind of just calling it what we see. And so, like, even like when we go into halftime stuff, we have a group session among the team where everyone kind of talks and we all kind of just kind of say what we're saying out there and say like what we can do better. And so like, I personally really like that. And I always just try to speak my mind and just, you know, kind of give my opinion where I feel is necessary.
When did you feel that you first kind of got that voice? Right. I mean, it probably comes natural being a point guard, right? You're a kind of an orchestrator and a leader by position too, but can you remember a time, you know, maybe growing up playing high school, wherever, where you started feeling like you could lead with your voice and with your play?
Yeah, so I mean, I always felt like just one way I could lead was, and this wasn't even on purpose, I just always just would try to just work as hard as I can and try to just show the people around me that, yo, like, look, I'm trying to show them how serious I am about everything by just, you know, showing them my craft, showing them how hard I work. But then, like, the time I got around to high school, I had my AAU coach, his name is Terrence Williams, we call him Munch. And he would always tell me, he's like, yo, Nicole, this is going to take you into the next level. Like, yo, be vocal, be the most vocal guy on the court at all times. And so I kind of took that back from high school and just ran with it. I remember actually, I think this was my junior year of high school. We're going to, this is EYBL's Nationals, kind of like the playoffs for the Nike basketball circuit, whatever. And sure. Remember, we were practicing before we were headed off to PSHAM. And I remember we were practicing one day and I was just talking the whole time. I had completely lost my voice. So I was just like, it's like days before we leave and I'm still trying to talk. I literally could not. So I like, there was like no voice coming out and it was just, I was just, ever since then, I just like always just tried to, you know, lead with both ways.
I like that.
So Cole, do you feel like you work, I know you how hard you work. Do you feel like you work that hard because growing up, maybe you had to prove to people since you were a son of an NBA player, that like, hey, listen, like I can play on my own. I'm Cole Anthony. I'm not necessarily Greg's son. I'm Cole Anthony. I can play too. Does that go into your work ethic too?
Not really. I mean, honestly, like that's the one thing I give my parents a lot of credit for is like, they didn't like, it wasn't one of those things where like my dad played in the NBA. Like, all right, my son has to play basketball. Like they let me do what I want growing up. They always knew I was going to play a sport, but they kind of let me play whatever sport I wanted. And I remember when I was young, I told my dad, I was like, look, dad, I want to take basketball seriously. And it was funny at the time because I really wasn't that good. Like, and I probably didn't even know I was that good. Looking back on it now, I do. But like, I just played basketball just because I enjoyed it. And like, just as I just fell in love with the game more and more as I grew older. I mean, I was always in love with the game, but as I've gotten older, I've just learned to love and appreciate the game more. It's just like something that I felt was disrespecting the game if I didn't give it my all. That's just personally how.
Like, what age is that, Cole? Like, what age do you start thinking that way? Because you've been a great player. I mean, you can go back on Wikipedia and the first thing I saw was like, he played AAU when he was 11. It's such a, you know, and I'm just like, well, how far back does that go?
Oh, I'd probably say like the year where like I really took it to another level with my work was probably like around eighth grade, ninth grade. When I really like, I remember I was just in high school, like there was a Jewish community center in my house. It was my cousin. It was me. It was one of my, it was actually my first AAU coach, this guy named Carl Ben. We was just in that and did, like, every single night after school, like I'm going from school practice to that gym, like, and just working out. Like, we just be there. Like, it didn't matter what we were doing in the gym. We was just in there doing something basketball related. And I just really just enjoyed that time in the gym. It was just like my getaway. Like, never really liked school. Wasn't like, it's just like, I just wanted to be in the gym.
Sure.
And yeah, so like, it's just either. Like, it was just like, it was just like a release, man. I just thoroughly just always enjoyed that time at gym. And I've just, as I've gotten older, just, you know, learned to appreciate it even more and more.
Was there any other sport that made you feel that way when you were a kid? Like, did you baseball, football, anything?
Like, I played baseball when I was like in third or fourth grade.
But like, that's probably,
I probably at the time was better at baseball than I was at basketball. I mean, my dad was like, so he actually thought I was going to be a baseball player. But I didn't really have any love for the sport. But I always had love for basketball.
You know what's funny? On a much smaller level, but when I played, it drove me crazy. Guys that had all the talent in the world and wouldn't work. Does that bother you?
Drives me crazy to this day, too.
Does that bother you still?
Oh, my God, yeah. You see, there's dudes all over the league, everywhere, not in the league, whatever, who's just so just blessed, like, with just blessed with talent, but just, like, just kind of just satisfied with, you know,
right.
Being cool, being good. Like, not everyone wants to be great. And that's like that's something that I've just seen as I've gotten to the league. And just even before I got to the league, not everyone wants to be one of those dudes. And just for me, I'm like, yo, like, why not? Like, why would you, like, yeah, if you're gonna do something, why not go all out? If you're gonna, like, if you're gonna dedicate your life to this, like, why not want to get everything you can out of it?
See, Dante, my thing was I always wanted like 5 more inches. Like, if somebody could give me 5 more inches, I was like, I don't even, give me 5'11", give me 6 foot. Like, I can do something with 6 foot. Don't leave me at 5'7", 5'8". That's a cruel joke.
At least I got in the game, George. That was,
yeah,
that was,
hey, that was like, I got in the game too.
Yes, sometimes. Yes, you did. Well, I think that's a part of it. And I think part of that mentality too, Cole, is, I guess, and I don't know where that came from too, but you don't mind taking the last shot. You accept it. And you don't see it a lot, but you could see the frustration or the anger or whatever you want to call it. I think it was disbelief. I told Quentin Richardson after the game, when you took that shot against Houston, I said, I think that was disbelief. I really think he knows he's going to hit the game winning shot. Not everybody wants that last shot, Cole. You have no problem with that. You don't mind?
Really felt that shot in Houston was good.
Like, yeah, I was down there too. I thought it was good too.
That's what I told my cousin, my best friend. I was like, yeah, I really thought that shot was good. I wouldn't say that was the only reason I was frustrated. I was frustrated. I didn't feel I played the best game. And like, I really feel I played honestly a poor game that game. We still had a chance to win, but like, that's a game where we could have ended up winning that game comfortably. But we didn't. If we would have competed how we competed that last 2.5 minutes of that Houston game, we could have won that game very comfortably. So, and that's a lot of that. I take responsibility for that.
You know, you mentioned your dad, Cole. He's been active on Twitter, engaging with Magic fans, right? I love that. What's your conversations like? And I know he's a guy that you lean on heavily when you have NBA questions and advice. And how do you separate the dad, the NBA player, right? You got a great resource for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't separate it. It's all in one. Like, that's my dad, one of my best friends. That's the NBA player. Like, it's kind of all in one. So, like, even like after every game, we talk. We talk about every game. We talk about how the game went. Obviously, I go watch it myself, and then we just have a discussion about the game. And so, like, and he was the first one to tell me. I remember I came out of the locker room after that Houston game, got on the phone with him. Like, this is all, I'm still in my full uniform. He's like, son, he's like, you can't ever play like that again. I was like, shoot,
is that right?
And I was like, Dad, now like that. Look, you're, and we think very similarly. And so I'm literally there telling, I'm like, Dad, look, I'm the first person who could have told you that. I know, trust me, that was a terrible game. And so just like it's just awesome to have that resource. And I lean on him. I lean on him a lot. And I'm just very happy to have him around.
Is that who you were talking? Because I saw you walk out of the locker room, Dante. He's not lying. Full uniform. It's like with the game. Coach Mosley and the staff had just walked out from their post game speech, and immediately following them is Cole on the phone. And I'm looking, and he's still got his uniform on. I'm like, damn, who the hell is he? Something. I hope everything's okay. Like, I hope everything's right, all right.
No, we just both take the game very seriously, and that's the thing. Like, and so I was just, and shoot, you ain't gonna find no one who takes the game as seriously as I do. And so, like, I was just mad at myself. I'm like, yo, like I put on a terrible performance and just didn't help my team win that game. I felt I contributed more to us losing that game than I was potentially winning that game. So that's, I was just frankly mad at myself.
So, Cole,
well, I know he's proud of you. I know he's happy for you. I don't know if anybody loves him some Cole Anthony more than your mom, Crystal. And that was unbelievable, Cole, to see that her courtside on her birthday in New York in Madison Square Garden in Spike Lee's seats. I mean, that was like the perfect storm, I would think, for an NBA player to have all of that. I mean, I know obviously she means a lot to you, and that had to have been an unbelievable night for you.
Yeah, no, that was definitely a fun night. I was definitely happy, to, you know, especially giving it to the Knicks too. That was definitely
right.
That was a sweet victory. So I was very happy we were able to get that joint done.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Cole, what is the biggest difference? Explain the difference how you feel playing last year in basically empty stadiums, your rookie year. I mean, first of all, your rookie year is a tough year anyway, let alone you're playing in that environment, to now going into this year where things are getting back to normal and there's people in the stands. Talk about the difference in just, it's almost like having another rookie year again, dealing with the environments of the arenas, right?
I don't feel that way personally. I kind of feel like I got all that discomfort out from my rookie year.
Okay, good.
And I haven't really felt the difference of playing with fans, with no fans. Like, I mean, just, let me rephrase that. When we play at home, like in the Magic Rooms, I definitely feel the difference. I'm happy that we have all those fans in there and when we're playing them home games. But like the away games, kind of feels, it really doesn't feel that different to me.
Well, what's your favorite thing about, you brought up the Magic fans, what's your favorite thing about the Magic fan base and the Orlando Magic fans?
I feel like I feel like the fans that we have now who come to our games, who kind of support us now, are true Magic fans. They weren't fans just when we were good. They weren't fans like just when, you know, when those elite, when we were one of like kind of a championship contender team, they've been fans for a while. And so I have a bunch of respect for all of them and just super thankful to have all of them, you know, because they still look, we aren't the best right now. I think that's apparent. And the record's not where we all think it should be. But, you know, look, we just got people who are just super, super supportive of us. And we are very, very appreciative of that.
Tell us about some of that support, Cole, because we see a little bit of on social media. But when you go around town, obviously on social media as well, what are you hearing? What are Magic fans saying to you? What are those interactions like?
It's just cool. Just, you know, whenever someone recognizes me, just when I'm, you know, not on the basketball court, just kind of out walking around. It's pretty cool just to have someone just recognize you for something that I do on the court. So definitely shout out to everyone who recognizes me and my teammates. But I don't really be out in town a bunch. You know, I kind of just go from point A to point B. I kind of just like to stay at the crib, you know, got a nice little crib. So I'll be over there, play video games, do all that. But it's always just cool being recognized for something that you work really hard at.
That's why Dante goes out and about as much as he can. Actually, it's weird because he carries a microphone with him everywhere he goes, grocery store, full suit, microphone.
Hey, Dante, I can picture you doing that. I can picture you like narrating someone picking up their groceries and stuff.
I'll do it. I have done that. And believe me, for a few months when the pandemic came and I didn't think we were going to have basketball for a while, I thought about that. Just following people around. But I think you look at from last year to this year, I know you'd trade any personal accolade in for wins, but I think, you know, you're in the conversation for most improved, Cole. And I think you've got to be proud of that, right? And what would that mean to you if you were able to be recognized that way?
I think it'd be really cool. That's an award that I went into this year thinking like, yo, look, I won that award, be pretty cool. But at the end of the day, like, look, if it happens, it happens. But I just want to help this team get better. And if that involves me receiving that award, cool. If not, cool. But whatever I can do to help this team get better, I'm willing to sacrifice that and do whatever I can for that.
So what do you have to work on, Cole? What's the next thing you're, you know, trying to get better at? Is there something specific or is just your all-around game? What are you looking to improve on as you go here?
Making some more shots would be cool. Just you know, three-point shot I've been falling as of late, and that's why I just want to do whatever I can to help that fall some more. And other than that, you know, just keep becoming a better leader, becoming a better defender. And I can sit here and list every aspect of the NBA basketball game because that's probably what I was about to do. But I want to improve in every aspect because I feel like I just have so much more growing to do.
Can you give us some insight when Markel's about to come back at some point? You've got Jalen Suggs. I think it's unbelievable depth that you guys have. And I think you guys can all be weapons together. I think is how a lot of Magic fans and people that are basketball fans view it. Yep. How excited are you to get, I know obviously the unfortunate injury to Jalen, but just kind of tell us about Jalen and how excited you are to play with Markel when he comes back.
Jalen's another kid who's just, you know, who's just, you can tell he just plays the game with the passion, with the joy, and just plays super, super hard. So just, and you know, having someone like that, it's just, their play is contagious. It makes everyone want to play harder. So super happy to eventually get him back. Really was a destroyer just to see him get hurt. You know, whenever I see one of my teammates get hurt, like, it's just, it hurts me to the point where I'm like, dang, like, I feel like I almost got hurt. But like, you never want to see him get injured. So hopefully he's coming back soon. I've talked to him recently. He said he's been feeling pretty good. So super happy to hear that. And then Markel, it's another similar situation. It's like, you never want to see one of your teammates, one of your brothers get hurt. And super, super happy for him to potentially get back on that court soon. And so I've been talking with him a bunch. And I just really think that this is what I've seen people saying, like, oh, like, it's too many guards, too much talent, da, 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 da. And I'm like, yo, when was too much talent ever an issue? Like, when has that ever been an issue? And that's one other thing is, like, you are a good, great player. Like, we're going to learn how to play with each other. Like, is there going to be sacrifices potentially? Yes. But if we can help each other win some games, then everybody's going to win. Everyone wins when y'all win. So just that's the main thing I've been thinking. And so I just really want to see them both get back healthy and both get back on the court and just help us win some more games.
And listen, that's part of being a pro, right? That's, I mean, great. You have to learn where to sacrifice. The better teams are the ones that where you have 1 through 15 playing their roles, no matter if 15 never gets on the court, as long as 15 is good with that role, those are the teams that in the long run end up having success, right?
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what I believe too. And so I just want to see everyone get healthy, whether it's Markel, J.I., Jalen, Mike, Etwan, whoever it is. I just want to see everyone in this roster get healthy. And I want to see us all get out there and just play this game with some joy.
Listen, because everybody eats then.
Everybody eats. You know, what's interesting. We did the game a couple of games ago with Bo Outlaw, and he called Franz Wagner a Swiss Army knife. And because, you know, he does a little bit of everything, he said, well, no, wait, he'd be the German Army knife, which I think has some potential. But has he surprised you? I think we knew he's a guy that does everything the right way, but he's also brought some offense this year too.
Well, I mean, look, he's going to do more than bring. Going to bring just some offense. That kid is going to be a bona fide scorer in this league, and not just a scorer. He does that's a knock on him because he does so much more than just score the basketball. And like, honestly, coming in, like, I never really watched a lot of him in college. I didn't personally watch a lot of college basketball this past year, but like, I didn't realize how good he was. And that kid is super, super talented, knows how to play the game, just understands the game. And so I really can't wait to see him grow. I really think that he has a chance to be one of them dudes in this league. And just he has the look. Him and his brother both got the work ethic. They both love the game. Yeah. And so I personally am big fans of both of theirs. And I just can't wait to see both of them get better.
But how about a nickname for you? Did you ever have any nicknames, Cole? What is a nickname that Magic fans would love to call you something?
I just, you know, I'm CA. That's really it. That's about it.
Okay.
CA, my AAU team, the same AAU team I had my coach Munz tell you guys about. They called me CA, and it's kind of stuck since then.
Dante, I put Stone Cold in the notes. I don't think it's going to stick, though. I don't think that one's going to stick. I tried. I was trying to come up with something in my head. I don't think that one's going to stick, though.
I don't think I'll ever use it, but, like, if y'all use it, I won't knock y'all.
If you listen, if he hits a shot, if he hits another game winner, that's a Stone Cold shot by Cole.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. They're going to have all that stuff. Just get Cole Anthony in the winner circle. That's all I care about. Hey, we got a couple of questions from fans. You've been gracious with your time. We won't take advantage of it too much longer. But once fans knew that they might have access to you with some of these questions, they came pouring in. So they want to know. We'll just go through a few of them. But favorite musical artist? Who's your favorite music?
Lil Durk. Easy question. Oh, Lil. Well, I got to name a few. Lil Durk, okay. Meek Mill. I'm going to just name those two. I'm going to throw A Boogie in there too. Let me know.
One of these better be the guy putting your post game in the song.
He's one of my favorites too. I don't want to say his name. I don't want to put his business out there. So that's why I'm not going to say his name.
Dante Rhymes.
As a Patriots fan, I can't get enough of Meek Mill and Robert Kraft.
If Meek Mill's in your top artist, man, you're going to get along.
All right. Fair enough. I like it. And then kind of to piggyback on that, go-to song before a game. That's what they want to know.
This year, every single game I've played, well, I've listened to Meek Mill's last album, Expensive Pain. That's every – and actually, last two games, I don't think I've listened to his album, so that's probably why I haven't played well. So I'm going to get back in tune with that for tomorrow, and I'm going to bump Expensive Pain before a game.
There we go. We're on to something. So an explosion against Sacramento, we'll know what happened.
That's right. Okay, here's another one. And I didn't know who this was, so you're going to have to explain it to me. Why is Dragonite your profile picture? I don't know who Dragonite is. I just know when I go to your social media handle, there's a dragon there. I didn't know who the dragon was.
So Dragonite is a Pokemon, and I've just been a fan of Pokemon since I was a kid. And he's what you call a Gen 1 Pokemon. He's from the first generation Pokemon that ever came out.
Okay.
And so he happens to be just my favorite Pokemon from the generation. He was actually one of the first dragon-type Pokemon ever introduced. And it's pretty powerful. And, you know, even in today's meta, he's pretty powerful too. So I just, you know, he's just a fan of his.
Okay. Dante, did you follow any of that?
I never got into Pokemon. Me I think neither. I missed the window. I think I missed the window. But
it's never too late.
I can always circle back. All right. If you could choose one all-time Magic player to play alongside, who would it be?
Shaq.
Yeah. Right. Shaq.
Yeah, me too.
Pretty easy answer.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a pretty makes Probably everybody too. Look pretty good I playing mean, next to Shaquille
Shaq.
O'Neal.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to look bad playing with Shaq.
Favorite player in the league to watch right now?
Oof, LeBron James.
LeBron after all these years.
Still LeBron, man. He is still my favorite player. I have several players I really enjoy watching. But LeBron, he's been my favorite player since I was a kid.
So just because he does everything, or what is it about him in particular? Obviously, he's one of the greatest of all time.
I mean, yeah, you had to run a nose. He does everything. But then at the same time, I personally, I believe he's the best of all time, the greatest of all time. And I just, you know, that's the definition of a dude who just knows how to win. He knows how to win, so.
Cole, we asked this to Wendell when we had Wendell on a couple weeks ago. At what point, say you're playing against LeBron, at what point does that, you know, obviously you were a fan of his as a kid. At what point does that go away for you when you look across the court and you see a guy that might have been on your wall as on a poster?
For me, like, I don't know if that will ever go away, but it's not just LeBron. Like, it's several players. It's players I play against now who my age, a little older than me, who I just will always probably still just be fans of their game. I don't think that's a bad thing, just having respect for them. But, like, it's just – at the same time, you can't just be starstruck by these guys. You got to also realize that, you're also one of those dudes. I get paid to do this too. So, like, it's always maintaining that level of respect for them. But at the same time, you know, not killing over just for them.
Okay, good. Because you got to say you're going to kick their rear end
at
when you.
Oh, right, exactly. Okay, you got to go at them. Right, sure.
You're a big gamer, so the fans want to know what video games are you playing right now? Like, what's hot right now for you?
Let's see. I just beat Pokemon Brilliant Diamond.
Okay.
And let's see. I know Call of Duty is getting a new map. I think actually tomorrow or something, or next couple of days. So when I get home, I have to get back on that in Warzone.
Okay.
So and then on my Nintendo Switch, what else I'm playing? I have, I've been playing this game called Ace Attorney. It's like this this lawyer game. And so I'm a lawyer.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. And I play a broad spectrum of games.
What kind of cases does the lawyer take on?
that sounds interesting.
It's all murder cases, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. Do the fans know they're like, if you're on with, do you go on with the public? Do they know they're playing with you?
Oh, this one is that one is an online game. So that's like, okay, just like a story mode game. But when I play Call of Duty, yeah, I'll do my stream and I like stream people. I'll play with people who are on my stream with me.
Okay. So they know they're playing with you.
Yeah.
All right. Does that get ugly ever? Does they try to take shots at you?
Nah, not really. Most people just be cool, and I feel like I'm a cool dude too. So like a lot of these, like it's probably like a lot of these, like I actually had when we were in Milwaukee, the kid, like this 15-year-old kid I played Call of Duty with, he like I gave him tickets to the game, and so like,
cool.
I've been playing with him probably for like a year and a half this one, ever since quarantine started.
That's cool.
So and I would think it's important to diagnose someone that can play and hold their own, right? And I would think you would, once you find that person that's good to team up with, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, he's nice. He's better than me, so we got to keep him around.
That's great.
He's a good kid.
I flagged this one, Cole, because I don't know myself. Is it pronounced GIF or JIF? That was a question from a fan.
I have no idea.
Right?
It's one of the two.
You flagged that one?
I did. I flagged that one because I don't know. And I was hoping to get
that one right in the trash.
I don't blame you. You could do that,
man,
too.
I have absolutely no idea with that.
How about the biggest thing you did for your confidence on the court? I thought that was an interesting one.
Let's see. I'd probably say it's a combination of a couple of things. It's one, just, you know, getting out there and just getting to experience playing against these guys. And then that is one. And then two, I'd probably say just this whole summer, just, you know, just spending a lot of time in the gym, working, watching a lot of film, just getting better, just, you know, just building confidence in myself and just realizing I've been doing this my whole life. And look, opportunities only come once a lot. And I want to be ready for any opportunity that I have in front of me. And look, I don't want to miss that because it may not come again. So I just, for me, probably just say it's just that utmost belief in myself, the confidence that I've built up working and just not wanting to miss that opportunity.
All right, Dante, this is my last one, Cole. It's when was the first time you beat your dad one-on-one?
Ooh, good one.
Oof, I think I was 13 or 14 years old. I was 13 or 14. Yep, he has not played me since.
That is a tough day for dad, I would imagine. Yes.
That was a tough one. For George, it was 6. George.
I arm wrestle with my kids right now, and I always ask them if they want a shot at the title. They're getting close, and we're probably not going to be able to arm wrestle anymore. I can't do it.
That's great. Last one from me. What player, former or current, do you model your game after, or do you? Are you? I would think a lot of it is your own, but do you have someone you kind of model?
I mean, yeah, just there are a lot of point guards in the league right now. Just like, what, like, obviously, look, there's Steph Curry, who we just played against, Dame Lillard, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook. I mean, Kyrie, there's a lot of great point guards in the league. And so, especially this day and age, it's the most skilled that league has ever been. And so I just, those are just a few guys. So I just often watch and just, a lot of times I'm just like, I'm like, yo, these dudes are really, really good at the game. But like, I feel like at some point I'll be able to, you know, do what they can do and not do more.
Well, Cole, I appreciate it. I know you're having some fun with the walk-offs and stuff, but I think what makes that thing so fun is it's genuine. You, none of that is rehearsed. You just won a game. You're feeling good. You're feeling the moment, and you just let it rip. You have fun with it, right? And I think that's what draws people to you. You play the game with passion. You enjoy yourself, and I think that's what people are drawn to. And I, George, don't you dare stifle
I'm not trying to stifle. I'm not trying to smother him. I'm not trying to stifle that. I just didn't want Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper, Gene Okerlund looking right at the camera.
So cool. If you want to take the mic and do your own thing, you do it. You
That's what we should do. Just give him the mic and you walk away.
Keep it in mind. Keep it in, whatever you want to do. It's your world.
Hey, that's good to know.
All right. And if you need us to follow you around and announce for you wherever you go, we'll do that too. Whatever you want.
Cool. This I don't think great, I'll man. Ever make it like that in my life where I need that, but I appreciate the offer.
This is fun. I appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of it. We know you guys are working and we know something's going to click here soon. So keep up the good work. All right.
Appreciate you guys, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cole Anthony. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad. We'll see you next week.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.